Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say, they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Phenomenal. Sports Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. Listen, I still have it. I'm coming off a brutal sinus infection. Still got it. I don't know if I'm going to run the risk incurring the wrath of the sports radio vocal gods here by trying to elongate an all and messing up my voice right at the start of the show. So we will dispense with that. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Friday morning, man, this is a phenomenal Friday morning in the world of sports and the aforementioned world of sports. It is alive. And we are going to get to all the big stories. Everyone's asking right now, should it be Miami of Ohio or Auburn making the NCAA tournament? My answer, both. And I'm going to back up that take, and I'm going to have you agreeing with me. That's coming up later in the show. We will also have today college basketball bets out the wazoo. There is a wazoo, and coming out of the wazoo are tons of college basketball bets. Myself, Kenny, and Tyler, during the show today, will be breaking down an epic college basketball slate Friday of conference tournament week. We will get into why the Boston Celtics acquitted themselves very well last night in a loss on the road in Oklahoma City, the greatness of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and all of our bets for tonight and the weekend in sports. I got a World Baseball Classic play for tomorrow. Do people realize that Yoshinobu Yamamoto is starting tomorrow for Japan against Venezuela? Let line feel a little short to anybody. I'm just saying. 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. At the Kostos on all social platforms. I'll be tweeting questions throughout the show at the Kostos. You can check it out there. Respond. Bill Zimmerman will read the best tweets at the end of the show. We officially begin, though, the phenomenal Sports Friday edition of You Better You Bet with Minnesota Murray. Kyler Murray is a Minnesota Viking. 1 year deal, $1.3 million, a.k.a. the minimum, which we're seeing a bunch of quarterbacks sign for, because those quarterbacks, like Tua Tagovailoa, are being paid by their former team. So Kyler, don't cry for Kyler Murray, everybody. Not that you'd cry for anyone making $1.3 million in a year, but he's getting paid $36 million by the Arizona Cardinals to not play football for them this season. So Kyler has officially joined Kevin O'Connell and the Minnesota Vikings. And you, our listeners and viewers, you know my opinion on this. I've been talking about this for a long-ass time. Not just since the Arizona Cardinals announced that they would release Kyler Murray last week. We've been way out in front of this. And I get a lot of stuff wrong. I feel like I get some stuff right. This is one thing that we absolutely nailed. It was so obvious that this is what the Minnesota Vikings needed to do at quarterback. You have a Super Bowl caliber roster. You have a Super Bowl caliber head coach. You have a Super Bowl caliber defensive coordinator. You have maybe the best wide receiver in football in his prime. You don't mess around with J.J. McCarthy. You don't mess around with Max Brosmer. You don't mess around with Carson Wentz. You don't mess around and reunite with Kirk Cousins. Reunited and it feels so good. No, it would not feel good to reunite with Kirk Cousins. Could you imagine Aaron Rodgers coming to Minnesota? Aaron Rodgers at 43 years old. People actually brought this up. Should the Vikings sign Aaron Rodgers? Why? So they can go 9-8 again? Please. Geno Smith didn't make any sense for Minnesota. There's only one quarterback that made sense for the Vikings as they look to move on from J.J. McCarthy. And that quarterback is Kyler Murray. Because Kyler Murray, out of all the quarterbacks we've mentioned, out of any quarterback the Vikings could get in the draft, and they ain't drafting one in the first round after taking J.J. McCarthy, and there ain't one worth taking anyway. The quarterback with the highest upside is clearly Kyler Murray. We talked about this last week on the show. I'm not doing the whole thing again, but I read the names of the quarterbacks I would rather have than Kyler Murray. And then we say, give or take three or four if you disagree with me. Kyler is a top 20 quarterback in the NFL. I'm not going to sit here and BS you. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you that Kyler Murray is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. That Kyler Murray is elite. He has not been to this point in his career. But a top 20 quarterback, think Sam Darnold 2 years ago. And obviously, the conversation about Sam Darnold different now, having won a Super Bowl. But a couple years ago, right? Where would you have ranked Sam Darnold heading into year one with Kevin O'Connell? That team won 14 games. 14 games. The Minnesota Vikings last year. I don't think this can be repeated enough because I don't think people really understand this. And I tweeted before we came on the air at the Costos. You can respond there at the Costos. You can call us 310-840-4910. You can write on YouTube, youtube.com/@the Costos. I asked this question. How many games will the Minnesota Vikings win this year with Kyler Murray? The first response I got, and this person can be right, so I'm not saying to call this guy out. I don't have my Twitter up right now. We'll talk about him at the end. Bill will shout you out at the end of the show. Was 7. It can happen, of course. But I'll keep saying it. The Vikings last year went 9-8 with J.J. McCarthy, Carson Wentz, and Max Brosmer. And now, here's Kyler Murray. And you want to tell me that the Vikings can't win 10, 11 games with Kyler Murray as their quarterback, with that roster, with that coaching staff? The Minnesota Vikings won the lottery. Like, imagine, you enter an offseason, you desperately need an upgraded quarterback, and you haven't had another team in your conference that pays its quarterback not to play for them, and you get to sign that quarterback, and that quarterback's good. What a coup for the Minnesota Vikings. So I wanted it to happen. It did happen. And I think Vikings fans should be really, really, really excited about this turn of events. Couple thoughts now that it's official. Number one, I needed this yesterday. Because I was, like, I would say I was knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah. On Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Sick as a dog. I needed a good laugh yesterday. And I got it. When I saw people saying, well, let's see who wins the quarterback competition with Kyler Murray and J.J. McCarthy. Are you people serious? This, like, you're dating a girl, you're a girl, you're dating a guy, and you think things are great, and you go to the bar on a Friday night, and there's that guy or girl with another guy or girl. And in your head, you're like, oh, well, you know, I'm still in the mix. There's a competition here. No, there's not. You're out. There's no competition. No soup for you. Next, pack your knives and go. You're fired. If J.J. McCarthy is starting week one for the Minnesota Vikings, it means that Kyler Murray is either suspended, incapacitated, or dead. That's it. That's how J.J. McCarthy's playing. There is no competition. If Kyler Murray is not suspended, not in jail, drawing breath, Kyler Murray will be the quarterback week one for the Minnesota Vikings. Number two, I think it says something positive for Kyler Murray that he chose the Minnesota Vikings. And yes, like I always felt it was obvious that he was going to choose Minnesota. Like I felt that. I've been talking about it for weeks. I thought it was obvious that the Vikings would choose him. I was talking about it for weeks. But there are really smart people that cover the league. Jordan Rodrigue, who I think is magnificent. She does a great job covering the NFL for The Athletic. She goes on with Greg Rosenthal, our buddy, on the NFL Daily podcast. I think she is sensational. Bill, we need to get her on the show, Jordan Rodrigue. She's great. And Jordan had floated the idea of maybe Kyler going to the Rams to sit behind Matthew Stafford for a season. And then maybe Kyler takes over as the quarterback in L.A. But Kyler chooses to start, not to be a backup for a year and learn under, like, under the umbrella of Shanahan or McVay or someone in that tree. He wants to start. And not only start, I didn't even know this. Did anyone know this, that Kyler Murray grew up a Vikings fan? Take a listen to this. Kyler Murray talking at the introductory press conference yesterday about growing up as a fan of the Minnesota Vikings.
Ever since I started playing tackle football, I was 7 years old. I was 7 years old. Genuine fandom. Ran deep Vikings gear through and through. A lot of purple in my household. I cried real tears whenever, whenever Brett threw that interception. I cried real tears that day.
Well, I can tell you this, Kyler. As someone that bet Minnesota on the money line in the 2009 NFC Championship game on the road in New Orleans, I also cried real tears that day. And I've told that story before. The line of that game, Saints minus 3.5, watched it with all my friends from college. They all laid it with New Orleans. I took Vikings money line. Final score, New Orleans wins by 3. We all lost. So I also cried real tears on Brett Favre's interception to Tracy Porter, which inspired Paul Allen to yell, "No! This isn't Detroit in September! This is for the Super Bowl!" I cried too. I also cried those real tears. Kyler Murray has been banged on quite a bit. Quite a bit. For not caring. Is he too much into video games? Is he too into Call of Duty? When Kyler signed that extension with the Arizona Cardinals, do we remember this? The Cardinals put a clause in the contract that stated that Kyler needed to do X amount of hours of independent film study every week. And it became public, and there was so much backlash that the Cardinals actually took it out of the contract. This tells me Kyler signing with Minnesota to be the starter, not going to be a backup. And this tells me that Kyler's going to work with Kevin O'Connell. And Kevin O'Connell comes from this tree, right? And Kevin O'Connell ain't going to be the type of coach that's going to harbor a quarterback that doesn't do the work. That ain't happening. I promise you that. Kevin O'Connell has to feel good enough about Kyler Murray's work ethic to make this signing, to hand the reins of this potential Super Bowl winning team over to Kyler Murray. And if this is true, and Kyler is now going to put the work in. And I think a legitimate criticism of Kyler has been, he said in the past, I'm going to paraphrase here. Basically, and again, like this is a big time paraphrase by me. Basically that he's like a Jedi. And that when the game starts, he sees everything. And he watches too much film and he feels like it's not good for him. Like, okay, Like, I love when people in life say things like that. Like, you know, this thing that all the successful people do? I'm the only person that doesn't have to do that and I will succeed. Listen, we're all delusional when we're younger, right? Let's say that Kyler's now going to put the work in. And the fact that the Vikings signed him tells me that that's true. Happy learned how to putt. Do you understand? If Kyler can now marry, like, legitimate film study with great coaching and his natural athletic ability, top 10 pick in baseball, Heisman Trophy winner, number one overall pick in the NFL draft, a true short king. Man, I think the upside's through the roof. Final one. The Minnesota Vikings, as currently constructed at this very moment, Friday the 13th, are not a perfect team. Javon Hargrave is gone. Jonathan Allen is now a Cincinnati Bengal. Harrison Smith, not going to be on the team anymore, longtime safety. Jonathan Grenard, likely not to be on the team. We've heard trade rumors about him with the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Vikings have some work to do right now, as far as the roster goes. But man, you got Brian Flores calling that defense. You got KOC coaching up this offense. They admitted the mistake with J.J. McCarthy. Give them a lot of credit. That takes guts to do it, to admit a mistake of that magnitude that early. They know it was a mistake, and they moved on. And I give them a ton of credit. And as a result, the Minnesota Vikings will be a playoff team in 2026. With Kyler Murray. If Kyler Murray is healthy for the 2026 season, the Minnesota Vikings will be back in the postseason. Do you agree? Do you think the Vikings will make the playoffs? Think they're going to win 10 or more games? 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos, THEKOSTOS. Coming up next, a potential NBA Finals preview last night in Oklahoma City with the Celtics and the Thunder. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got all the headlines. I'll tell you, though, the real star of last night's game. Coming up next on a Friday, You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This exact time last year, the Seahawks signed their eventual Super Bowl winning QB, Sam Darnold. Which free agent signing could make the same impact? We'll tell you about the NFL moves you need to know. Westwood One Sports.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there. To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code GO. To borrow up to $10,000. Use code GO to borrow up to $10,000.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group. fires and hits. An incredible streak puts SGA into the record books. 127 consecutive games, scoring at least 20 points as he passes the great Wilt Chamberlain.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports.
Oh, it's got to add a little pep to your step, a little juice to your Friday morning when you hear the voice of the great Ian Eagle. Amazon Prime last night as the Oklahoma City Thunder eke out a 104-102 win over the Boston Celtics. And what the betting market says is the most likely NBA Finals matchup. We'll talk about the game in a moment. But just on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. What a week for NBA records falling. Bam Adebayo, 83 points. Did that really happen? Like, was I, when I had a delirious fever the other night, did I imagine the Bam scoring? That actually happened, right? And then SGA, 127 games with 20 or more points in a row consecutively, breaking Wilt Chamberlain's record. I'll tell you what. I know Wemby didn't play last night for the Spurs. Assuming Wemby's back this weekend when the Spurs play the Hornets, I'm fully expecting Wemby 18 blocks in a game and beating Elmore Smith's record of 17. I'm fully expecting another record to fall this week in the NBA. Two already broken this week with SGA and with Bam Adebayo. Here's Shai, just a casual 35, 6, and 9. I'm going to do like a little Skip Bayless thing here. And like, I don't mean it to be. I wanted Shai to shoot at the end. So the end of the game, if you didn't watch it, Shai makes a great basketball play, whips it to Alex Caruso in the corner. Caruso with the three-pointer misses. Chet Holmgren offensive rebound. Kind of a ticky-tack foul by Sam Hauser is called with 0.8 seconds to go. It was pretty clearly a foul. It wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world if it weren't called, but I don't think it's something you can go crazy over. Chet Holmgren makes a couple free throws. Peyton Pritchard misses a three at the buzzer that I absolutely thought was going down because Peyton Pritchard is great in those spots. And the Thunder emerge with the win. So I wanted to see SGA potentially shoot the game winner. A minor, minor, minor complaint. SGA is about to win his second consecutive MVP award. And I believe that we are 3 months away from SGA being a two-time NBA Finals MVP as well. I'm on record saying that. I think it's going to happen. And I've been urging you, our audience, to start thinking about this, to get ahead of it. Something else that's worth considering with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and he has already reached in his career dizzying heights, right? Think about some of the things we've just said about him and what he's done. I don't think there's any question, and I would love to have someone who watches the games disagree with me. He's playing right now the best basketball of his career. So he has not peaked yet. It may not even be close to his peak. That's how crazy this is. Like, he's still getting better. And that is a scary prospect for the rest of the league. So the Celtics, they lose last night, right? But no Jason Tatum, no J-Dub for Oklahoma City. That needs to be said. No Jason Tatum for Boston. And the Celtics are in it till the very end. Which just goes to show you, like, how awesome this Celtics team is. The Celtics not even close to 100% in the game. Boston doesn't have a number of their stars in the game. No Derek White last night for the Celtics as well. And Boston able to literally take it down to the final possession in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. And I don't know how you watch the game, how you think about that game afterwards, and not feel like the Celtics can absolutely get to the NBA Finals and have a great series with OKC if they get there. Now, I'm kind of stuck right now with my prediction on the Knicks to win the East. I think I have to ride that out. But look, like, the betting market has it probably correct. Celtics Thunder, your most likely matchup. And if we get there, what a series that would be. And I normally think this is actually going to be, I didn't intend for this. You better, you bet on this Friday. I didn't intend for this. It's kind of like another Skip Bayless-y take by me coming up. Jason Tatum missing as much time as he did, I absolutely think has helped Jaylen Brown evolve not only as a player, but also as a leader. Listen to what Jaylen Brown said after last night's game as it concerns flopping, and this definitely directed towards SGA, indirectly, but definitely directed. Take it away, Kenny.
I don't foul bait. I'm not looking to, flop or anything like that, but it's almost like you got to. It's almost like because there's a couple plays in the fourth quarter where I feel like I drove strong, went up strong, and I didn't get the benefit of the doubt. But maybe if I would have flopped, maybe I would have able to sell that call, and those decide games. So it's like we commend players for, playing the game the right way, but, we give the benefit to those who, who necessarily are trying to manipulate the game into their advantage. I just don't think it's basketball.
I love this from Jaylen Brown. Is it a little sour grapes? Yes. He's bitching and moaning about SGA. And I would urge you actually to check this out on social media if you didn't watch the game last night. There's a moment in the third quarter where SGA draws a foul. And he's kind of like doing like his normal routine, right? How he draws the foul. And you can hear Jaylen Brown yelling over the play-by-play, over Ian Eagle. Jaylen Brown screams, "That's not basketball." It is audible after this SGA play and gets in the face of the referee. I love it from Jaylen Brown. And as far as on the court goes, Jaylen Brown last night, no Derek White, no Jason Tatum on the road at OKC. 34-6-7. And at the end of the game, score is tied at 100. SGA makes a shot, puts the Thunder up by 2. Celtics come right back down, and Jaylen Brown makes an insane fadeaway jumper, like past the foul line, to tie the game before the Thunder ultimately win it on the free throws. So Jaylen Brown said, "Okay, SGA, you do that. Now I'm going to do this." No Jason Tatum, no Derek White. And yes, no J-Dub, no Hartenstein. Thunder not 100% healthy either. The Celtics hanging the way that they did, and Jaylen Brown saying what he says post-game, man, even as a Knicks fan, I hate to say this, as I am a Knicks fan, a Celtics-Thunder NBA Finals would kick all kinds of ass. How awesome would that be? I feel like my friends will never speak to me again, all my friends that root for the Knicks, but I have to be honest here on this show. You better you bet on this Friday. We'll take a quick break. And on the other side, we got three amazing guests that are going to join us on the show today. ESPN NFL draft analyst Matt Miller in the final hour. Clark Kellogg from CBS Sports College Hoops in the final hour. On the other side, Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner on Kyler Murray, Geno Smith, and more here on a Friday, presented by BetMGM.
Chaos. The Ravens backed out of their trade for Max Crosby. Will he return to the Raiders, or will the elite pass rusher be traded again to another team? We'll let you know what happens next and what it means in this historic saga. Westwood One Sports.
Hey, sports fans. Kevin Kugler here, sportscaster for college basketball. And I have a special announcement from Five Guys. They know no bracket is safe this tournament season and want you to be prepared. Like when that pesky 12 seed upsets the 5. Or that school you never heard of turns your lock into a loss. Ouch. So when your bracket inevitably busts, don't cry. Stop at Five Guys and get some consolation fries. They'll make you feel like a winner again.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends.
but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to...
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Instead, they drop back. They rush for Murray. Back in the end zone. Touchdown, Michael Wilson.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Friend of the show, my fellow Fordham Ram and Greek freak, Spiro Dedis with the call last year on CBS. Kyler Murray taking his talents to Minnesota to be the starting quarterback of the Vikings this season. This segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Joining us right now to discuss Kyler Murray to the Vikings and the rest of the comings and goings in the National Football League, one of our absolute favorites here on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, Westwood One NFL analyst, NFL media, the legendary and the very, very nice Kurt Warner joining us on the show on Twitter at Kurt13Warner. Kurt, thanks for joining Nick Costos here on Westwood One Sports again. How's it going, my friend? Happy Friday.
Good to join you. Life is good. Just got back from a little vacation with my grandkids and getting back into the swing of the football aspect of things and getting ready for the draft.
Where'd you guys go on vacation?
We just went to New York City. That was one of our favorites to pop in for 3 or 4 days. And I had a daughter that went to school there. So we just went out there for a few days. Weather was beautiful. Walked around, caught a couple shows, ate some good food. It was a good time.
Do you realize, by the way, because I live in New York City, you guys threaded the needle in unbelievable fashion. This has been the coldest winter since the mid-90s. I lived here my whole life. I think you were here for the 2 days where it was 70 degrees. Do you realize how lucky that is? You guys killed it with that timing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We were looking before we left and we thought maybe we'll get a break, and then we left yesterday morning and it started to turn and get cold again, and we're like, man, how fortunate were we that we were able to be outside and walk around with the grandkids. If it got cold, who knows what would have happened. So we were very fortunate, and we recognize that for sure.
It snowed yesterday. It didn't stick, thankfully, but it was actually snowing again here. Anyway, onto football, onto the good stuff. Kurt, would love to get your thought. I love it. I opened the show with it. I think the Vikings will be a playoff team with Kyler Murray this year at quarterback. What is Kurt Warner's take, Kyler Murray to the Minnesota Vikings, and what it means for them this season?
Obviously I have to watch him up close and personal, this for a number of years now. And I think, he's so physically talented, and that's not just his ability to run around and create. He is extremely talented and gifted as a thrower, can make every throw, can make different kinds of throws, doesn't have to overthrow the football. It's a catchable football. So, there's so many things to like. When Kyler knows where he wants to go with the football, that he knows where that number one read is and that guy's open, he's going to make that throw most of the time. The question with Kyler continues to be, okay, when he's forced to play inside the pocket and he's got to read and process and work through his progressions, what level can he play at consistently? And so that to me is the question here, you know, because that's the way the Minnesota Vikings offense has been. Now he's with a, you know, great play caller and great play designer and Kevin O'Connell that's had a lot of success with a lot of guys, but a lot of their success has been from inside the pocket, throwing the football down the field and working through their progressions. And so, you know, as much as I'm intrigued by this because of the success that they've had with their passing offense in Minnesota and the moments I've seen from Kyler, to me, ultimately how far they go and how good this is going to be determined, in my opinion, by where Kyler is as a quarterback and how he's able to play more conventional quarterback than all the creative stuff.
If you had to guess, Kurt, and there's a lot of projection that goes into this, right? And this can be a pencil, not pen answer. You can reserve the right to change your mind whenever you'd like. Just curious where you stand right now and how you think this is going to go for Kyler this year in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell coaching him up. If I asked you right now, it's like yes or no, do you think the Minnesota Vikings will make the playoffs this year? I'm on record saying yes. I think they're a playoff team. Do you think the Vikings will make the playoffs or miss the playoffs this year with Kyler Murray?
Yeah, I mean, you know, so many things to see and how this you know, team shows up and you know what it looks like when they come to play. But I mean, I think that the natural response is yes. I mean, you know, 2 years ago with Sam Darnold, when they got really good quarterback play, they win 14 games. Last year, with the up and down and the struggles of J.J. McCarthy throughout the year, they win 9 games and, you know, just out of the playoff picture. And so, you know, to know what Kyler Murray has done and, you know, how talented he is, I think you say, well, they're going to get better quarterback play than they got a year ago. And so if the team is, you know, again, I know they've lost some guys and who they bring, all that stuff. But if the team around him is as good as it was last year, I think the answer has to be yes. They're going to win, I would say, at least a couple more games because of Kyler's ability, which would make them a playoff team. And so I would venture to lean in the direction of yes as well.
It does make me feel good, I will admit, when a Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback agrees with my stance, at least early in the offseason, right, on a team making the playoffs, both Kurt Warner and yours truly at this moment in time. Go ahead.
I don't put much stock in myself when I haven't watched the team play. So I hate when we show up before games have been played and say, okay, who's going to make the playoffs and who are you going to pick for the Super Bowl? Like, I need to see them play. So I don't put much stock in what I'm saying in the offseason either. We're just speculating on this team being what they were, that defense being as good as they were last year. So a lot of things can change. I just think they're going to get better quarterback play. And if that's the sole factor, then they're probably a playoff team.
I appreciate you being humble and saying that. And like we all have watched you in the public eye for a long time. We know you believe it. I will not be humble about your opinion. I am happy that you share my opinion. I'm going to put stock in your opinion as it stands right now. Some other quarterback news, Kurt, would love to get your thought on. Malik Willis to the Miami Dolphins obviously gets not a huge money contract, but hasn't played a lot of football. Dolphins may not be very good this year. What about Malik Willis as the new quarterback for the Miami Dolphins?
Well, I mean, I think the one thing, and I went back and watched Malik's throws over the last couple of years, and, you know, it was going to be a hard evaluation for people that hadn't been around Malik Willis and had to try to determine what he was as a quarterback off of, you know, those throws.
Kenny, let's see if we can pick up Kurt, get Kurt cell situated, and we'll bring Kurt Warner back onto the show in a moment here. So I think Kurt's driving, maybe going through a bad area. We'll make sure that Kurt Warner's cell service is a little better. We'll bring Kurt back onto the air in a moment here on You Better, You Bet. The Malik Willis situation is incredibly fascinating with Miami. And I think my strongest opinion right now on Malik Willis and the 2026 Miami Dolphins is that Malik is going to be a top 10 fantasy quarterback this year. I think that's my strongest opinion. Because even if he doesn't throw for a lot of yards, he's going to run for, what's the minimum number of yards Malik Willis runs for every game? 70? 80? even with Bobby Slowick calling the plays, people might be down on Bobby Slowick. I think Malik Willis can at least have a nice stat year running the football, if not getting there with the wins and losses. Kurt Warner is back with us. Kurt, you were saying that you had watched the film on Malik Willis, and he's a hard evaluation. Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, there was like 28 throws that I, you know, pulled out that I thought, okay, they're not the number one read, they're wide receiver or running back screens, where he actually had to, you know, stay in the pocket and read things out. And that's where it got tough for me, is that if somebody hadn't been around him, but we know the Miami coaches have been around him, so they probably have a way better feel on who he is than maybe us that are trying to evaluate him and, you know, evaluate him in a backup role. But it was a tough evaluation because you saw some really good and you saw some, oh, man, he's got to be better at this. And he's got to do this better as a starting quarterback. And so I don't know. I really don't know what he's going to be. I really don't know what he is at this time. To your point, he's got all the physical ability. That's not the question. The question is consistently when you have to show up and you have to throw the ball 35 or 40 times a game, can you be that guy? Can you make the right decisions? Can you make the right throw over and over again? And that's what I don't think anybody really knows outside of maybe the people that were in that building.
Nick Costos, You Better You Bet, Westwood One Sports on this Friday. Our guest, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Westwood One NFL analyst, the legendary Kurt Warner. You know, Kurt, I talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers earlier this week, and, you know, they signed Jaquan Brisker, they signed Jamel Dean, trade for, and then extend Michael Pittman. So some moves that I think on paper you can look at and be like, oh, I like all of this. It makes me excited. The fact that Aaron Rodgers might be, and this is just my opinion, right, and I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers fan, it feels to me like you bring Aaron Rodgers back and you're trying to go 9-8. Like, I don't know if, like, the upside scenario is there for Aaron Rodgers and how excited I'm going to be about the Steelers if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback this coming season. If the Steelers do bring back Aaron Rodgers, he returns, how are you going to feel about the Steelers heading into the season?
Well, I mean, I'll feel like I think this is a team that can push for the playoffs. I don't believe this is a team that can push for a championship. And that's not necessarily because of Aaron Rodgers. You know, I'm not sure there's a quarterback out there that would make them a championship team. I just, based off of what I've seen the last couple of years, this team as a whole, even though, like you said, I like a couple of their moves and maybe that makes them a little better football team, I haven't seen a team that, you know, between the lines says this is a championship team. And so I think that's the dilemma that you face if you're a Mike McCarthy. In this situation is that, you know, this team has been a winning football team, quote unquote, you know, better than 500 football team for 20 years. So do you come in your first year and are you willing to go, okay, we're not going to bring Aaron back and we're going to go with some young quarterback or maybe some, you know, journeyman veteran backup that we can get on the roster? And are we willing to rebuild, so to speak, in my first year, retool in my first year and not be a winning football team after we've won for 20 years, even though it may be the best thing for us 3 years down the road? Are you willing to go that route? And I think that's the hard thing, because if I was coming into the coach, I wouldn't want my first year to be under 500 and not up to the standard that they've had for 20 years when you know that they made that move, or, you know, that Mike walked away, I think, because of that pressure of being a championship team. And so I do believe Aaron Rodgers gives you the best chance to be a better football team. I just don't know if that's what you need in terms of building something long-term and figuring out what that answer at quarterback is to replace Big Ben and get back to championship form.
I was just thinking about the game that you guys played in Arizona against Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy, and the Packers, 55-49. One of the greatest and most entertaining games in NFL playoff history. Shout out to Carlos Dansby on the pick six to win that game. Kurt, what did you make of the Max Crosby situation this week with the Ravens and the Raiders?
You know, I think I understand all of it. I don't think it's obviously ideal. You know, talk about trades and say a trade has happened before the physical goes down, because I understand that part of it is, hey, we want to go get Max Crosby. We're willing to give up, you know, whatever to go get him because the kind of player he is. And then, you know, you have a physical and you have a number of people look at it. And, you know, there's some people that are concerned about it. And that's a lot to give up for somebody that you're concerned about. And doesn't mean he's not on track. Doesn't mean he's not going to be great moving forward. It might have just been, hey, we don't think it's as bad as, you know, we don't think it's that bad. So we're going to make this trade. And then you have some people that have some trepidation. And I get it. That it's like, hey, we're not comfortable with this at this price. We're going to move away from it. And, you know, it's a bummer for both sides. It's a bummer for the timing of everything. But, I mean, I think if you're realistic, you have to understand, you know, why, you know, the Ravens were, you know, could have a little bit of pause there after, you know, having a number of doctors see it. And, you know, I'm sure some were like, oh, you know, we're not really worried about it. He's right where he's supposed to be. And others were like, and this is a concern at this age and the kind of surgery this was. So I see both sides of it. Obviously not ideal. I wish they could do the physicals before they went down that path and they announced these kinds of things. But unfortunately, it happens backwards, and you have to understand why, you know, something like that could take place.
Kurt, final question, 30 seconds. And, you know, the two teams that you played primarily for in your NFL career, right, the Rams and the Cardinals. The Rams are loaded for bear. Like, love what they did. Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson, they're clearly trying to win the Super Bowl. A lot of people right now disappointed in what the Arizona Cardinals have done. It looks like, still time, going to roll into the season with Jacoby Brissett and Gardner Minshew as the quarterbacks. What do you think about what the Cardinals have done here, the plan at quarterback, and what would your message be to Cardinals fans in about 30 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you got a new coach. Obviously, you're making a change at quarterback, and this is a rebuilding project, that it's about building a team and then getting your quarterback is, I believe, the way that they're going about this. Now, they might draft somebody high and say, hey, we convinced this guy can be our guy in the future, but I think you have to look at it from that perspective. I know we all want to win right now, but this team hasn't been a good football team. I think they've come in with the new coach and said, hey, we're going to try to build this team first, and then we will find a quarterback that we believe can lead us where we want to go after that. And so there's going to just have to be a little bit of patience for the fan base.
What's the best thing you ate in New York City? 20 seconds.
Oh, man, we had all kinds of good stuff. We went to every kind of restaurant. But I tell you what, after a show late at night with my grandkids, grabbing a slice of pie on the way home, is never a bad thing.
God bless you, man. I absolutely love it. And I'm happy you caught the gray weather in New York City for the 2 days that we've had it in the past 4 months. Kurt, you're the best. You're generous with your time. Thank you very much, and look forward to catching up again.
All right, take care.
Kurt Warner joining us here on the show, Westwood One Sports NFL analyst, and also Pro Football Hall of Famer. You know which one's more important. I loved Kurt's answer there at the end about the Arizona Cardinals. He basically, in a very, very nice way, said, yeah, like, the Cardinals are going to be terrible this year, and they're going to try to get their quarterback next year, which obviously makes a lot of sense. I don't know if it makes Cardinals fans feel any better about what this next season is about to be. Cardinals and the Dolphins, I think, will be the two primary teams. Hashtag marching for Arch. For the number one pick in next year's NFL draft. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start the hour with me telling you why both Auburn and Miami of Ohio should make the NCAA.
This is Westwood One Sports.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home with Ready, R-E-D-Y, real estate agents will pay you up front for your listing, just for a chance to sell your home. Why would they pay to be your agent? Well, your listing is really valuable. So if an agent is smart, they'll go on Ready and offer you cash up front to get it. And you do want a smart agent, right? Call 888-545-READY, 888-545-R-E-D-Y.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a cybersecurity engineer at a publicly traded company.
We've been hacked! They're through our firewall!
How is that even possible?
They got my password.
Please don't tell me your password was password.
It's actually password one.
This is a job for sponsored jobs!
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs.
77 now gold.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on-